Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. The idea that, as Maya Angelou said, that I am human, so therefore anything human is possible for me. I am human, therefore anything human is possible for me. Most of us suffer from possibility blindness, and not because of our fault, but for some strange, but we have been programmed and we have been socialized into setting limits instead of setting goals. And it's always a sore point for me, for want of a better word, to watch the initial socialization process. And I said this oftentimes as I walk into my friend, my son's school, and I see the confidence. I see the sky is the limit environment. Posters everywhere. You can be what you want to be. Your thoughts make you. It is possible for you. The world is your oyster. All this stuff. Just powerful stuff. Just that believe you can type of information. So heavy in that stage of the process. But somehow, as kids get out of preschool, kindergarten, grade school, and they start to get into high school, somewhere between grade school and high school, if there is such a thing, because I'm not from the American system, so I don't understand in its entirety how this thing set up. So, but to my mind, it's between the age of 11 and 14, we start to pull back from the open-mindedness and start to inject limits into our kids. We start, oh, you can't do this. Oh, that is for them. And then somehow we hand that to them. And then after that, we sell the go to school, work hard, get a job, have 2.5 children, a house with a picket fence, work 40 years, retire 40% of your salary, 40 for 40 plan. And it is mind-boggling to me how that concept is the reservoir of so much unhappiness, but it is promoted, it is looked up on, it is held in the highest esteem, and it is made to be the holy grail. People are losing their children. People are losing their own health. People are losing their own passion for life. We are losing our own moral values because there is that pull from what we come to know as the middle class lifestyle that has gotten us totally off track to where we're no longer publicly interested in happiness and fulfillment and a life that is balanced and has dignity. We're no more caught up in the power, the social status, the facade of the middle class. What I can buy, which vacation I can go on which credit card, to put on which social media. And we've lost it down that path. But this has always been in our space, in our world, in our reality. It has always been there. It is still there, and it will forever be there. And that is that you were created with everything you need to get to the deepest desires of your heart. While a vast number of people, and I'll compress this nicely for you, while a vast number of people is trapped in the life they don't want, still a huge portion of people is creating the life they want. But that's okay. That's easy. What is the kicker is the people who are creating the lives they want have no more opportunity, no more money, no more brilliance, no more, no different in color, race, class, or creed. Nothing is different except the decision, the commitment, and the focus they put, the mindset they have into making the best of their lives. And I always say this, I'm going to sound like a scratch record saying this. There's one set of people who are doing a certain set of things and is getting a certain result. This guy is working 3 jobs, buying everything they see to buy, doing all the crazy things, ignoring their health, ignoring their personal development, and they are getting a certain result on happiness, unfulfilled, unhealthy physical conditions in their life. And there's another set of people who are doing the 9-to-5, creating something, scaling that thing, putting it out there, growing in their expertise, leveling up their lives. And they're getting the result of fulfillment, happiness, fitness. Here's the kicker. The people who are not getting what they want can also do what the other guys that are getting what they want do. They can't. Nothing is stopping them. It's free. It's a free option. It's a free alternative to get fit, to work on their minds, to read a book, to create something, to start a project, to have a venture going, to build a business, to work on their relationships. They have those options available to them. But what is the norm to do is to ignore your own greatness by saying that someone else was born great, their talent, their opportunities, their preference, their color, their family, their race. When many people with your circumstances and worse circumstances than yours have found a way to do it. We all were dealt different cards. But any set of cards, if played right, could get you to any result, any favorable result you want. And this can be disputed, but it cannot be disproven. You can dispute it all you want. You can debate it all you want. But for every incidence of adversity and challenge and obstacle that is out there, I can show you people who have done it despite of, in spite of, even though. If you can accept that it is a decision and a determination to find a way or make a way, if you can accept that, that's the greatest step you would have taken towards changing your life and getting to where you want to get to. This is not a convincing conversation to convince you to want. I'm just saying that if you want, because not all of us want. I get it. I used to think everybody should want. It's the dumbest thing. No, I can't tell you what you want. I'm not here to make you want. I'm here for those people who want but have doubts, who have these desires and these abilities and their potential on the layers. You know, the layers that have been formed naturally in your life over time. Now, I'm the layer of disbelief and fear and not having the information. I'm here for those people trying to peel back the layers. Because as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. To peel back the layers. So not to give them something, but to awake something within them. So they can finally realize that it will be a happier life enduring the pain of trying to achieve something that is likely to take you to the life you want, that is in alignment with your soul and your inclinations, than to endure the pain of struggling and pushing through something that's not in alignment with where you are, with who you are. It's a pain that's going nowhere. And as Eric Thomas always say, if you're in pain, you might as well get a reward for it. So I'm saying, stop setting limits for your life. Start to set goals. And it starts with your belief system. To understand, get enough information to understand that it is possible for you to. Once you accept and understand that, then that helps to fuel you through the confusion, the learning curve, the frustration, the failures, and the pressures and the setbacks and the judgments and the criticisms and all that stuff. Because I'm going to end right here. All these things that you have to push through, all these things that will come upon you when you decide that you want to level up your life, won't be new to you. It won't be specific to you. It would have happened to every single person who took on the journey of bettering themselves. It's not personal. It's the way how this world works. It's the way how this planet works. I'm not sure about other planets. This is the way how this one works. So it's going to be painful. It's going to be a war. It's going to come at you. It's going to get dark. It's going to get lonely. But it's going to get lonely either way. It's going to get dark either way if you stay where you are. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.